All right, we'll call to order the Stevensville Town Council's special meeting for Tuesday, October 30th, 2018. Ms. Tribbensee, would you read the roll call?
Mayor Dooley?
Here.
Councilmember Sparker?
Here.
Councilmember Barker? Or Holcomb?
Here.
And Councilmember Michelson?
Here.
Thank you. So tonight, what we've got for our agenda is a workshop that we've planned for some time now with the League of Cities and Towns, Montana Municipal Interlocal Authority, and the Local Government Center through MSU Extension. This is pulled together through what we've acknowledged is probably a lack of communication between the Town Council and the Mayor's Office and staff. And so we've workshopped all day with the facilitators, and we're here to kind of bring that whole piece together tonight. So I'll leave it to the facilitators to introduce themselves and kind of give their backgrounds.
Do you want us to speak?
No, I don't think so. I think this is more of a workshop format, so I think we're okay.
Great, thanks, Mayor. My name is Tim Burton. I'm the Executive Director of the Montana League of Cities and Towns. The League of Cities and Towns represents 127 incorporated communities here in Montana. I've spent a career in county management, city management, chief of staff, Department of Justice, and then the governor's office, and have been the director of the league now for 4 years.
Good evening, and thank you, Mayor and Council, for the invitation. My name is Dan Clark. I'm the director of the Local Government Center at Montana State University. Our mission is to provide technical assistance, research, and training to local governments across the state of Montana, help build their efficiency and effectiveness in government. I've got a tattoo on my arm. Appreciate the opportunity to work with the city here, and hopefully you can share some things that might help move things forward in a positive way.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Thank you for having us. I'm Alan Hulse. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of the Montana Municipal Interlocal Authority. We're a self-insurance or risk retention pool for cities and towns in Montana, created through the Intergovernmental Cooperation Act. We're not an insurance company. We're similar, but cities pool their financial resources through us to cover claims in the areas of liability, workers' compensation, property, and employee benefits or health coverage. Our mission is to provide low-cost, stable coverage for our members, and we do that through education, training, and risk management services with our members.
Thanks, Mayor and Council. Kelly Lynch, I'm the Deputy Director, and I'm also General Counsel for the Montana League of Cities and Towns. Basically provide support resources both for the organization and then also technical assistance and resources for city attorneys, managers, mayors, clerks, basically anybody who wants help brainstorming an issue or working on an issue.
Great, thanks. Just as a matter of housekeeping, you'll notice there's a public comment portion on tonight's agenda. We'd like the council and myself and the staff present to have an opportunity to workshop collectively tonight with the facilitators. And then, so if you please hold your public comment until the public comment portion of the agenda, that'd be appreciated. From there, I think we'll just jump right into the workshop.
Mayor, council members, we're going to tag team this a little bit. But as you know, first of all, we appreciate the invitation from the mayor and the council. I think that we were charged with listening to, from your point of view, how the government here was operating, and to try to glean from that some common themes that we could report back to the mayor and the council. And I think after our discussions, we're able to do that. And Mayor, if it's all right with you, I'd like to present some of the common themes that we've all talked about through our separate meetings this afternoon.
Absolutely. You need a band of lightning.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Mayor, council members, if I overspeak on any issue, please bring me back to reality. But I think that we had excellent conversations that really cut to the chase that I think saved everybody time this afternoon. I think on your part shows true leadership on behalf of the town of Stevensville. How can you as a governing body be more effective for the town of Stevensville is really kind of the discussions that we had really for the last 5 hours or more. And the common theme that we heard, and these I think require further definition, but the common themes we heard from both the council and the mayor's office is that it would be very helpful to have more structure in the way your business is, in the way you conduct your business. And one of the examples that we all talked about was the ability, because you meet with your council meetings twice a month, and would a work session the other 2 weeks a month, just saying the time frame as to what we talked about, where they wouldn't be meetings for taking action, but they would be meetings to further understand and digest the issues that are coming before you at some point. As an example, that work session would be agenda, and we talked a lot about the river access. That could be an item on your work session, so that you work your way through to a point where by the time you're ready to make a decision, you have the best information available so that every member on the council can make an informed decision. Other items could be public works issues, any number of policy issues, budgetary issues that work their way through the board. The other issues, then, if we more structure that communication with the work sessions that lead up to the council meetings, you're going to be more informed. The community has the ability to be better informed, too. So if you're out at the grocery store and you're talking about next Monday or whenever you're having your work session and the issue is river access, you can reach out to your constituents and say, hey, here's what we're talking about. What are your ideas? That enhances communication, and everybody that we talk to today thinks that there's room for improvement relative to communication and structured communication. That if we work our way through that, it's going to improve relationships between and among the governing body and staff, and quite frankly, even the community, which leads to a greater sense of trust. And essentially would lower the transaction cost of doing business. You'd be spending much more time learning about what the problem is and coming to solutions instead of figuring out all of the type of discussions that led you to invite us here today. And that then leads to better results for the community. I think that it makes a much more predictable and ongoing process. In our discussions, I hope I haven't overspoke, but both the mayor's office and the council agreed that this might be a good goal to work toward over time. With that, how do you want to handle the next part of this? Or is there anything that you need to add?
So the structure part too, I think, is more. It's going to be meetings. It's going to find a way in which you can communicate more effectively. Right now, there's not a lot of framework that you can appropriately bring things in, discuss and go through a decision making process that will help inform you to where you can make good decisions on behalf of the community. So that might be a strategy. One of the things I think that might lend itself to the structure now. Dr. Burton, but Tim had talked about, you know, way you organize your meetings might be a way that would help with the structure. The other thing we talked about is the decision-making process that might help inform the communication aspect of it. So how do you structure your organization and how do we improve this communication? So we talked about the problem-solving model being another thing that you can think about and try to implement in your day-to-day operations. So things, no one feels like they're being blindsided, that you can all agree that if there's an issue we need to talk about it, maybe the work session, we need to go through this process before we're ready to make some sort of a decision. So we'll review the problem-solving model where you start out with identifying the issue. Now, that might be something that Robin says, hey, I've been hearing from the public, this is an issue. Is this something we need to take on? Is this something that's with our responsibility, and can we make a difference with it? Let's throw it on to a work session agenda. Let's then define what that problem is. We've identified there's an issue out there. Is it ours to own? Is it someone else's? Do we share responsibility with the county on this, or with another nonprofit, or with the Fish Life Parks, if it's the river access or whatever else it is? How do we define that problem? Then what are the many options we can that are available to us before we make a decision? Right? Seldom do we ever find an A plus B equals C. But it's A plus, ooh, we got a lot of options. What do we choose from all these many options that's going to be the best for us? And it's an opportunity for the public to weigh in on that process. And then you select and implement the option, monitor it, is it working? If not, do we need to go back and figure out why is it not working and go through the process again? So it's a feedback loop. So this might bring some structure to your communication, so it allows you to thoughtfully go through step by step. So if somebody throws something on the agenda, we can always go back and say, okay, what's the problem? Is this our problem? What's our role in addressing this problem as a city? There's some things that come to you as a city thinking that you need to solve it, and you say it's not our problem, right? But they don't know who else to go to. So you can, sometimes there's an opportunity for you to be clear about what it is you do, why you do it, and how you do it. So that will help with the communication, which then, if you can pick some of these things and build some momentum, positive momentum, that's going to help you with that relationship. Which, you improve that relationship, your trust is going to go up, transaction cost of doing business goes down, you're more effective at doing proactive things instead of reacting about what's happened in the past. Anything else you want to add to that?
Well, so Mayor and Council members, I believe that's the summary, and I think that before we came out particularly with this, we asked, is that something that you agree with? And I think that we heard pretty unanimous agreement among the council members and the mayor. And so with that, we'll stand for questions. And as I said earlier, if this is something you choose to proceed with, then we can be a resource moving forward as well. And but that, I think, is up to your considerations and how you want to take the next steps if you choose to do so.
Okay. Council discussion or questions for the facilitators?
No, I thought it was. Oh, sorry.
You're fine. Go ahead.
I thought this was perfect because this is what we all feel that it's necessary to move forward.
Sure.
So, I mean, I am for having a workshop before we have a council meeting, just to work through this before we make a decision.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think, I to hit on Robin's topic too there, I think it's very important because I think a lot of times we have come in with, we thought we know what was right, and now we have this here as a base and a structure and the communication all the way down the line, and being able to have these guys as well as a resource for us to say, hey, we're struggling with this, can you help us with this? So I think that's going to be really big on everything there too.
Okay. Mr. Michelson?
And I'd also say what they said earlier, that this is not going to happen overnight. This is a process that's going to take a while. It took a while to get here, so it's going to take a while to get back to where there's trust issues, there's a relationship, communication, all of this starts, and it's going to start slow. It's just not going to say, oh, we trust it, or, you know, relationship. Those things, they're going to have to be earned by both sides, all of us.
Sure.
And to do that, through the workshops, I believe, and being more open, instead of just coming to council meetings and fumbling through it a lot of times and then arguing and then the public picks up on it and they get up in on it, and then it just snowballs through their thoughts of having like a workshop, which is basically a council meeting where we could work on one thing at a time no decisions, but at least we're all on the same page. When we do come to a council meeting, we're all thinking basically the same thing, instead of you're thinking one thing, she's thinking one thing, I'm thinking another.
Sure. I think that facilitating a workshop prior to the actual council meeting is easily accomplished. If the council is open to, you know, finding the frequency of those workshops, because we can, you know, if we're currently publishing the agenda, you know, on Thursday afternoon, right? And our meetings on January 1st are going to move to Thursday, and so you're going to have a 7-day span between when the agenda is published and the council meeting. If we can fit, even if it's the previous Thursday where we publish the agenda, if we can fit that workshop in that day where we go through the agenda and discuss, you know, at length the items that are going to come up so that you can make that informed decision, then you have the rest of the 7 days to review your packets and then ask any questions or you know, dialogue with the staff or myself as needed on those issues. Moving those meeting dates was an advantageous move for the council to give you more time to study the issues. Mr. Michelson.
And I'd like to suggest we keep it simple, for starters. Mm-hmm. Don't overwhelm ourselves to try to fix everything in 5 workshops.
Sure.
One thing, keep it simple. And number two, for Audrey's sake, we're adding more work to her with these workshops, and she will say that that's a lot more work with councils. Council meetings, and then you add that on to it, that's going to be more on you. So it's just my thing is keep it simple, keep it to 1 or 2 items that we can discuss, and don't overwhelm ourselves with trying to fix things right away. And by that way, by a slow process, I think we earn trust and communication better doing it slowly in the right way than trying to just fix it right away. Because I know, not just us, but it's just, to me, it's kind of like human nature. You want to fix things. You want to get them going right away, get the town running back up in order. And like I said, it took a while to get here, so it's going to take a while to get back.
Ms. Parker.
And I think also with having the workshops, too, it's going to give the opportunity as for the public to be able to chime in on some of those things, too, and be able to work as a team. And I think that's what we're lacking right now, the big... Mm-hmm. Big team, and I think as a community, we all need to come together with that. And I think being heard is going to be big.
Sure. I think, you know, with the workshops and moving forward, I've had an opportunity to somewhat to reflect since this afternoon's meetings, which I found great. And I think I would just ask, I'm willing to. There will be some items that we'll probably bring back forward to the council that we've either approved or not, or decisions that the administration has undertaken that haven't involved the council, and we haven't fully vetted those with you folks. And I acknowledge that that's short-sighted of me then. My interest is to hearing that the council is willing to, when those items come back for consideration or come up for the first time for your consideration, that we're willing to go through the problem-solving model and vet that process versus coming to this table and coming back on me of you should have done XYZ before this even came up. I think that I hope that the council is more interested in working through that process than putting it back on me that I maybe messed up in the last 9 months on some issue. I think I'm hoping to hear that you guys are willing to move past that, because I acknowledge we found a number of things today in our workshops with the staff that, oh, the light bulb clicked, and then, oh, yeah, the council probably would have liked to have known about whatever that issue was, and we just kind of went ahead and did it. And so I acknowledge that, and I think by my acknowledging that tonight, I hope that you're not willing to, or you're no longer apt to rehash that in any future meetings.
No, that's why I'm willing to do this.
Okay.
I mean, because I've always said communication was the biggest problem. And then once you don't have that communication, everything else just, it's like a domino effect. It just,
sure.
It's not there. And it's not good for this town. It's not good for any of us. It's not good for the clerks in that office. It's not good for anybody. All it's doing is dividing everybody. and we need to figure out how to bring everybody back, the town, the council, the mayor, the clerks, everybody. And I don't like to see a divided issue. I don't. I mean, and we're not going to always agree on everything, but we need to be willing to be able to talk about it and work through it.
Mr. Michelson.
And you made a very good point as to what you acknowledge your mistakes are in the last 9 months. But he made a very good point. To start, both sides have to say, you know what, the past is the past. Let it go, move on. We quit living in the past for whatever it was, council standpoint, well, you did this, blah, blah, blah. And we have to move past that point and start kind of from ground zero and say, we're starting over now. And we're starting over from a structural standpoint, which leads to communication, which leads to relationship. But we cannot relive what's been going on in the past because it's not healthy. And how can we move a structure and a communication and a relationship forward if a council keeps rehashing on the mayor what he did in the past? And that's on us, not on you. Like I said, we're to blame too.
Sure.
So, I mean, the reason we're having this is because both sides disagree for whatever reason. And by moving forward, we have to let the past go. And that is a big thing. It's hard to do. It is very hard to do. Because it's easy to bring up the past. It's easy to bring up things that are, you know, hurting or whatever to other people. And we've got to move past it. And if we can do that, and I think we can, slowly through the workshops and slowly, we'll get there. It won't happen overnight, but we're all willing, we're all on the same page that the number one thing is the lack of communication within the council, the mayor, and the staff, for whatever reason. That's the number one thing.
So you've mentioned staff. We just have two staff members present tonight. Do either of you have any feedback or comment that you'd like to share? And it's okay if you don't. I don't want to put you on the spot. But.
No, I appreciate you asking as well. Today was very healthy. It was good to be able to sit with these people and really go through these two processes that are really going to make, I think, a difference. And I'm looking forward to having that opportunity where departments are going to be able to maybe bring a few things back and discuss those and use that problem-solving model to really lay out maybe what it was that public safety was trying to bring forward or maybe what Public Works was working on bringing forward. But we just never moved forward. We didn't get anywhere, or it died. So I'm very much looking forward to that opportunity to use this model and go back on some pretty important things that I think we've kind of missed over the last few months, and we need to revisit. So looking forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I echo what Janelle said. I just want to thank you. I feel very encouraged by the discussion I'm hearing tonight. I found a lot of value in our meeting earlier today. It was very insightful for me because sometimes you get so involved in the muck of it all that you can't see, you know, the forest for the trees. And I felt like I was able to see things more clearly and have a different perspective on issues that I hadn't had before and had self-awareness of my role. And even though I've been on here for 4 months, I see I'm playing a role too, and I want to step up and do everything I can to help facilitate and do this structure, communication, relationship, trust, and the problem-solving model, and be part of your success too. So I thank you for this opportunity tonight.
Ms. Parker.
And you know, we're talking about doing workshops and stuff like that. I think it steps outside of just here. Being able to go to the different trainings and stuff, and I think being a little bit more informative, maybe gathering information maybe from another town, that maybe they have a workshop that they're presenting, and maybe they have the same problem that we're having. Maybe a good way to step up and be able to solve it and team play it, whatever, you know. But I think those type of things we're not being informed of those type of things coming forward. You know, you've got your training, but we're not we're counting on MMIA's training in May, but I think there's a lot more opportunities out there other than just the workshops that we're going to try here. I think we need to be able to play and listen to what else is going on outside our box. Mm-hmm. So,
Dan and Tim, we had a conversation earlier today talking about roles and responsibilities, and I think we had a pretty good knowledge of statutorily, but we talked a bit more about the practicality of that. Would you guys mind, for the audience's benefit, of kind of discussing some of that?
Yeah. Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to draw because that's what I need. City or town?
We're a town.
Town of Stevensville has a commission, executive form of government, mayor, council form of government. And so we have two branches of government. Executive, like to think of the governor and the legislature. Superintendent of schools, in a way, and the school board. Fire chief in the fire board, right? They have these two different responsibilities and roles. And so in Montana, the way that's structured is you think of it as two interlocking circles. You got the executive branch and the legislative branch. And there are certain responsibilities that each has. So as these two circles overlap, what we need to do is figure out how do we marry those two in a productive, effective way. And knowing when is the executive branch, our part here is done, I've got to turn this over now to the council to make final decision. We've gone through this process, we've defined the problem, we've weighed out the options, laid them all out, now you guys need to make the decision. And the council, or the mayor and the staff are like Switzerland, right? You don't have a dog in this fight because we are independent to this. We've given you what you need. You make the decision and we'll implement. So that will be a challenge on your side is you're going to weigh in, but when the decision's made, it's done. And now we're going to implement it. We're going to do it. And knowing when, so you think, and I'd like to use my hands too. So you've got these two circles. What's legislative? What's the higher vision of creating the laws, ordinances, and policies of the community, of the city? And then the implementation of that's the executive branch. So the legislative branch is operating up here at this 10,000 foot view. They're looking at the bigger picture. What direction are we headed in? How do we make sure that the ship is going in the right direction? And then we've got the mayor at the rudder, right? So the mayor is actually doing the work, running the crew, making sure everything's being done, it's being implemented, that is the vision of the council. Challenges is right now what we have with our legislature, who has created the laws governing and defining these two roles. They have not micromanaged us. They have not drilled down to say very specifically, in your city council meetings, you do this, you do that. They have left that up to us, the local jurisdiction. Right? They've given us a large framework to operate from. Basically, here's your altitude that you need to operate from. Now, locally, you need to figure out how do you make it work. And that's part of the structure, right? How do we develop that relationship between the council and the mayor? This co-discovery. No one has the answers, right? So we're going to learn this together. Because if it was the answer was out there, it'd be easy to just do it, right? Public policy is a very complicated process, and so we need to engage the public because these decisions you're making are going to impact them. You need to provide whatever information you can glean from the staff to inform the council. They're going to engage the public, they're engaging staff, and they've got to weigh all these issues and try to make a decision. So you've got to figure out what does that look like and define that structure. What's the relationship? When do I need to back off as the mayor and turn it over to the council? Or when does the council say, we need to be more engaged here? We need to be doing our part at that 10,000 foot level or bigger, right? And not getting too much in the weeds of the commissioner or of the mayor, right? Or the mayor not trying to get too big in the policy. I'm giving you the information, you got to make the decision. We'll do whatever you decide, right? Making sure I'm giving you all that you need to be effective there. Likewise, with the public is trying to weigh in, trying to be productive in that way, and instead of saying no, 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 which I don't know if you do that here. Some communities do. Hamilton. It's not about no, but it's about, so how do we move forward? What are some solutions? So when you make those comments, public comments, or engage, it's solution-oriented. What is it you want? Because you're defining the vision for the community that they're trying to figure out, how do we legislate for that vision that we have as a community? And then how are you going to implement that on the day-to-day operational side? Does that help?
So part of it is you create the budget, you're going to implement the budget, right? We've allocated money for the swimming pool, make the swimming pool operate based on the policies that we've created for the operation of the swimming pool, right? And then if he's operating with the mayor and the administration is operating within the framework of that policies, we're happy. Just report back and make sure that, you know, there's going to be some accountability there. But if you don't have policies, then he's going to do whatever he wants, and your expectations and his expectations, the mayor's expectations, may not align. That's why we create policies, so we can be clear on what are our expectations. And now we can be accountable because we know what the framework to operate in. Absent of that, he's making things up and it's not satisfying you, and now we've got to fight. So trying to figure out, we need to be at that higher level. We need to be thinking, how is this outfit going to operate? How is the city going to function? What policies and laws do we need to create? And then leave it to him to decide how he's going to implement it. You don't want to micromanage him just like you don't want the legislature micromanaging you, right? So you want to say, look, we've given you the tools, we've given you the framework, and we want you to report back and see how things are going. Does that make sense? Is that what you're hoping for? Because I can keep going.
Well, and I'd just like to add there, if I could, just a little bit of perspective, too, relative to what we talked about today.
Sure.
So you've got the statutory structure that exists in the law, creating your forms of government and the laws that you follow, legislative and executive. The structure, when we're talking about a work session, and, I mean, it could even be guidelines for public comment. But this is how you govern yourselves within the confines of the law with the discretion that's left to you by the legislature. And I'd also suggest that through your future work sessions, it's very healthy for the governing body to review roles and responsibilities every year and take a look at your policies and say, you know what, based upon this instance, when we were talking about X, Y, and Z, we need to modify this and have those sessions every year so that it doesn't pile up on you over time. Plus, it gives you the opportunity to just touch base again on the roles and responsibilities and the way that you're governing yourself within the confines of the law. It's very helpful.
Is there anything else that the facilitators of the council or staff feel that we discuss in a workshop today individually that would be beneficial for the entire body to hear?
If I could real quick.
Absolutely.
I just want to comment that a question is asked of each of you, and that question is, why are you sitting in the chair of your city? And the good news is you all answer the question the same way, which is, you all ran for your office to help make this a better community. For yourselves, for your families, for the citizens that you share this community with. So you all have a common goal. And that's a starting point and that's a working point. And if you can continue to focus on that's the goal, that's what we're here, those are the results we're after. How you get there, you may disagree on. And implementing this isn't all going to be warm and fuzzy. You're still going to disagree on issues on how we get to that goal. But you got to keep reminding yourselves, we all have the same goal. Because you all said it today. Without prompting, I ask every one of you individually, why are you sitting in your chair? And every one of you individually answered the same way. So that's good news for all of you, because if you continue to remind yourselves of that, this becomes a little bit easier, even when you have disagreements.
Okay, thanks. Anything else from council? Kelly, you're awful quiet back there. Background gal. All right, if there's nothing else from council, I'll open the floor for public comment and any questions from the public. For public comment, if you'd... Audrey, did we prepare a sign-in sheet? We did not. If you please step to the podium, state your name and address for the record, and so that Audrey has that in the minutes. You can comment on anything on tonight's agenda or under the jurisdiction of the town of Stevensville. Any public comment? Ms. Knapp.
You want me to?
Yes, please.
I know this lowly map. What else do you need to
know? Address.
Pardon?
Address.
526 East 3rd.
Thank you.
All right. I'm speaking as a member of the park board. And I find it interesting that in all this discussion, there was mention of council, the mayor, the public, the staff. We're all the boards. You have a zoning board. You have a park board. You have boards. What is their role? I don't understand the role of the board. So I think this whole concept has to be expanded to include your boards. I don't know if the council, I'm going to say that the communication between boards, at least the park board and the council, it is non-existent. I don't know if you realize the park board hasn't met 6 months. We gave up. We had input. We had more input. There was no communication. We didn't know what our role was. We thought that we were to make an assessment of things relative to the parks and give it to the council, but it was ignored. So we gave up. And I don't think the council or the mayor has even noticed that the park board hasn't met in 6 months. We have not been asked for anything. We have not been asked for a report. So we haven't been missed. Why? That's ridiculous. You can wrap the word ridiculous, but the river access, we get input. We assess that. We had an opinion. We gave an opinion. Has that been part of the discussion about the river access or the river park? Probably not. So, as a board member, I think this has to be enlarged. And somewhere in the discussion there has to be, what is the role of a board? How are you going to incorporate this communication? Why are we having boards otherwise? We have all stopped because we felt it was a waste of time. And I don't think that's the right answer. So I would suggest taking the same framework and expanding it.
Thank you. Thanks, Lenny. Any other public comment? Mr. Sharkey.
Michael Sharkey, 203 St. Mary's Drive. I don't really have anything prepared to say, but I don't know what I expected to hear when I came here tonight. However, I'm not sure what I heard has any basis in reality. You ask these people why they're serving here, because they were elected to serve the people. I think most of the people in this room probably would disagree with that. Most of us believe they have their own agenda. I don't know if you got that deep into your discussions this afternoon. I wasn't privy to this. That's an excellent drawing that you put up there. I suspect it's the first time council members have ever seen anything that represents that. That certainly has not been their behavior in the last several years that I've lived here. Individual council members have shown themselves at various times to be contemptuous of the public. I personally have been on the receiving end of that. We have people that purposely try to obfuscate the process. We have a young mayor here with little experience. He was given a vacation of about, or a honeymoon of about 30 seconds, I believe, and at which time the council decided to just ride him around. So I guess my purpose in saying what I'm saying is that I'm not sure you got to where you need to get. I don't know what occurred during this afternoon, if it was more of this collegiate, scholastic explanation of how government's supposed to work or not, but what you talked about here has no semblance of what I recognize is what's going on here. We got a real fundamental problem here that I guess I don't have anything to say. Unless you have some questions for me. I do think that one of the things missing from this whole discussion is the public. You couldn't possibly get any feedback like I just gave you without asking the public. These people aren't going to give it to you. I doubt you heard it at any point. So I would suggest that perhaps adding the public into public comment into some of this might be beneficial to you helping these people solve their problems, because they definitely need your help. I don't know if they're going to get it. I think most of what you said went right over their head, to be honest with you. I've gone to a lot of council meetings in the last 10 years, and I just don't have faith that these people really understand what the fundamental problems are. So, that's all there. Mm-hmm.
Further public comment?
Bill Perrin, 503 Charles. My job here is I'm the positive side from my group.
As usual.
That's a little bit. In regard to the discussion, the workshop, I think that's a good idea, because I think that at that time we should and would hear discussion. And you know, one of the things that I see is that typically there's not much discussion in regard to a motion by the council, and then we get a vote, and it leads us to believe that first of all the decision was already made, because we don't hear any discussion. And the other thing we're suspicion is that there's a strong third party outside that's influencing the decisions. So I think that discussion at those workshops would be great, because that's where you would expect to hear both sides of the issue, and the public could give their input into it. And so we would hope that we would be able to see how decisions are formed. Because I think one of the things when I started on the council, Dan brought up that it was his thought that every time we vote, we would give, as a council person, we would give our reason for the vote. And so, therefore, the public then can look at how we're thinking. And over a period, and in many cases, we may want to be justifying that decision. First of all, just for ourselves, to the public, but it also then everybody gets to see, you know, where I was coming from when I'm casting a vote. I think that would be very important. So I think that's a good idea, and I think that if we can work on that issue, that workshops, and where those are open, and we can manage those in a very positive manner, I think it could be very powerful. But we know that's to be seen. Thank you.
Ms. Perrin.
Jan Perrin, 503 Charlotte, and I balance this man. But I think that I can speak to you as a volunteer. And really, that's what you guys are, the volunteers. The money you receive from this job is nothing for the time that you have to put in to do a good job. And in every volunteer position that I've ever had, the hardest thing to maintain among each other is respect. And this council has shown no respect to each other. And it's very, very disheartening and discouraging to the public and to your community when you can't show respect. As a volunteer, that's the key to success, in my opinion. You can't reach your goals when you don't respect each other. So I think I hear what Phil said, and I hear what Michael said, and I agree with both of them. And I think that we all, as a community, need to help toward this process with realism. But I think it has to start with respect for each other. Thank you.
There's only a couple people left in the room. Any further public comment? Process of elimination. Mr. Minmack.
Always it's quite an opening. Gene Minmack, 1025 Iron Cap. You really should be congratulated and thanked for spending the time to examine your process, both personally and professionally as council members and as mayor. We come to these jobs pretty unprepared most of the time. It's just a small town. We didn't even pay attention to government probably before we ran. We thought we ran with I think that, as they said, you guys all ran for the right reason. You really have it in your heart that you want to represent the town and the wards that you represent and to try to make the town a better place. I don't think there's any doubt that you each believe that that's what you're trying to do. And that is a genuine feeling that can be shared with the public by your actions and how you display that. And I think some of the criticism that I've heard from the public is that the display, your public display, doesn't seem to support what I know is true for you. You really want the best thing. And you're trying to find a way through it. And that can be challenging at times. Disagreement about an issue shouldn't mean the same as I don't trust the person, in my opinion. Trust is a whole different level. Having a disagreement about whether or not we should have 3 toilets or 2 toilets or we should open the park at certain hours or whatever the item is, that's understandable. It's called reasonable debate. We come to a solution. There's a majority and we get to it. It doesn't mean I shouldn't trust the person giving me this information. And if I don't trust that person, there's no way I can make a determination. Because in your minds, as is known for all of us, you're going to start to weigh about, well, is he really telling me the truth? What can I rely on? Is that really the story? I heard a different story. So, Councilmember Michelson talked about how important it is to have that and how much time it might take to regain. I would challenge you to say it takes no more time than blinking your eye. You must be committed to that as a fundamental purpose. That you can say, you know what, I didn't trust this guy. And he's done some things that led me to believe that. But does that help me represent my community? Or does that hurt me? So what do I want to hold on to? I believe all of you want to do the right thing. And I would challenge yourselves, and the mayor would challenge him, to say, from this moment forward, I need to remind myself that no one has any ill will, no matter what they seem to say. And I'm going to go forward under that. And sometimes I'm going to get whacked over the head with it. But that doesn't mean I'm going to that I refuse to believe that these people have ill will. And I'm going to keep saying that to myself, because if I don't, I won't get anything done. And I won't be a good representative, and I won't be a good mayor. I think since I stopped being mayor, I've been gone quite a lot in the wintertime, fortunately. But when I came back and saw some of the things, I thought, wow, must be really troubling. It's hard to live in the place you guys have been living in. It's not easy. So I would challenge you to say, you have the power to change it in a moment. If you make that commitment, you recommit yourself to your basic belief. There have been times when I have been, hopefully, constructively criticism. I have given the mayor constructive criticism on some of the things that I've observed since I have been a council member. But I certainly was a mayor longer than I was a council member. I feel like I have a reasonable, unique look at the position. And there are times when I have talked to the mayor and I said, well, if you'd like my opinion, here it is. And I hope there would be constructive criticism, because we make mistakes. And there's no doubt that Mayor Dewey has made mistakes in his own mind, as well as observed by yourselves and the public. That's a learning process. That's an opportunity to get better next time. I don't believe that Mayor Dewey has any ill will of any of you personally. There'd be no reason to. We all live and work in the same environment. We have to walk down the street. I see Bob driving in his antique vehicle. I want to be able to wave to the guy. See you at the store? Same thing. See Robin at the bank or wherever it is? You must maintain that common decency. And when you lose that, you've really lost the plot. I personally, when I lose it, I've lost the plot. I got to remind myself to go back and figure out what's driving me. Am I getting the right information? Have I made up information? What is it that happens? Legislative and executive branch, it's so common. Dan has spent his career traveling all over this state talking to councils about that same issue for years. I must say, I admire the man who can repeat that message over and over and over again and see mixed results, quite frankly. It's an amazing thing. We all struggle with that. It's a common thing. The law is there. We can read the ordinances, but ordinances are interpreted all the time in different ways, even by the courts. So we have to be careful about how we do that. But fundamentally, it's the gray area in the middle. If I trust that the mayor is trying to give me the right information, then I can do my job and stay out of his hair. And he can do the same for you. The structure of government is as important as the structure of your meetings. Because if you really understand and embody what your roles are, both NCA-wise and functionally within our small town government, because we all have these individual rules that help our government. This is where it works for us. So we implement these policies. And if you stay with those and caution yourself to muddy the waters when you find yourself drifting over somehow, your body is together. When you come to a meeting, that's where your power is. Otherwise, your power is not very much. It's just the way it is. Your power to vote is your power, and it is enormous power. It can be wielded with tremendous effectiveness for a community if done well. That's where your power is. The mayor's job, as Dan said, I say 30,000 feet because I like to be higher apparently, but you sit on the top and you look at the whole thing. His job is to manage all the employees and most of the functions that come to it and bring you information from the treasurer and from the clerk and help you make your decisions that, quite frankly, at this time in the workings of the town, aren't that complicated at the moment. It's just the functions. We're going to pay this guy, we're going to hire this guy, we're going to sign a contract here. You've got an opportunity here to get your feet wet without it being a thing that if you make a decision that's wrong, it might cost you $1 million when you got some big infrastructure projects. So keep in mind that when you figure out a way that you can remind yourself, am I off on the wrong track? And then you have power. You don't have to worry about it. You each have tremendous power. Just know how to use it and when it's appropriate. And to trust the other person as much as you possibly can to say, he has the same values as I do. She has the same values as I do. We're working towards the same common goal. I would caution you to not hold too many meetings. Well, I think Bob's the only one that's retired. Busy enough, though. Because you're going to wear yourselves out, I think, and you're going to wear the public out. So if you know, we traditionally hold committee of the whole meetings, which is what I think you guys are talking about, non-decision-making discussion meetings with the public to vet an issue. Use those to talk about issues that you really need more information from. And I would caution you to not hold more than once a month, because I think it just wears yourselves out. If you need to hold more in the beginning or whatever, because everybody has certain needs, fine and dandy. But just keep that in mind. It can be fatiguing. And it can be fatiguing for the public, and you really want the public to stay engaged. Because the public helps us as legislators, know when we're kind of off track. If they have an opportunity to talk to you, they're going to let you know. The other thing is, I hope that you've noticed that I don't come to very many council meetings. And that's intentional. I had my time. I did my mayor's thing. We did the best we could. The council that was there did the best they could. And I moved on, and they moved on. I think it's important to let you guys decide how you want to govern without a lot of outside influence. I may disagree. So what? I don't live in town anymore, even. I observe the process. I may have something to say, but it'll probably be, it has to be pretty important. I want you guys to form your own way of doing the job and have an opportunity to do that without undue outside influence. And I know that's been mentioned. I don't come to council meetings very much because you guys have an opportunity to govern, and you should have the right to do it your way. The mayor has the right to get his feet wet and figure out what's the right way to govern, and so does the legislative branch. So does the council. So I don't come to meetings an awful lot. I want to see you guys go. Where do you go? How do you do? Is there some way that, you know, it could be supportive or not? But generally speaking, you'll find your way. When it breaks down, do what you're doing now. Reassess. Fundamentally, you must keep in mind that if I don't trust the other individual, then I got to fix that first. Everything else will flow very easily once you say, you know what, I believe what he's telling me is a fact. If I don't, you have the power to find it out. It doesn't take an act of Congress. You can ask a question. You know, there's been some debate recently about whether or not some council members, the way they ask questions has created a work environment that's been hostile. That's an issue. And it gets sorted out in the process. Whatever those facts are will be sorted out. And if sometimes we have to, you know, get a wake-up call and say, God, I had no idea that my style was so difficult. And sometimes it's just a misunderstanding. I believe in each one of you have the right intention to do the right thing. I do believe that you struggle a bit in trying to find your voice in that. You've got powerful voices, you have a powerful seat at the table. Use well, you'll do just fine, and you get the business done. Same with the mayor. So I congratulate you and I encourage you going forward. Sometimes we have to do pretty strict, pretty harsh self-assessments, saying, am I really doing this? Do I really believe this? Or am I just sort of mouthing it? Believe in what you said. It's important. People are listening. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Any further public comment? Okay. Any closing remarks from our panel before we adjourn? No? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. There's nothing further from the council. Ms. Holcomb.
We adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.